Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK.
Good morning.
Yeah, you've been involved in a lot of drama, Melanie. I kind of feel bad for you. Like, as stories go on, I'm like, man, I am glad I'm a dude. Like, really? Yeah, because it is, the older I get, the more I realize how hard it is to be a woman. And we'll just go ahead and start with bachelorette parties, even though there's a lot of things to start before that. But
oh, a lot of things? A
lot of things to start before that while it's hard to be a woman. But, like, your bachelorette party drama, I guess the thing is with some women, when you have a bachelorette party, you plan it. It's what you want to do. But then you also have to pay for your own stuff. That's weird.
Oh, right. So I did not know this. Kevin is the one who broke it down to me.
Of all people, by the way.
I know. How he knew this.
He's the last guy I would ever think to be know anything about bachelorette parties. But he did. He stepped up.
Thank you, Kevin, for being the connoisseur of bachelorette parties.
Yes. You haven't been to one, by the way, and you're a connoisseur. It's crazy how that works.
But
he hasn't been to one.
Knew.
Yeah, he knows.
So, yeah, my friends have not offered to pay for the bachelorette party. We have changed the location since I am contributing. So I'm excited about where we're going to end up going, which is Scottsdale, Arizona. But I'm still hung up on the fact that I feel like it's more like a vacation and less like a bachelorette party for me because no one's really contributing. Everyone's kind of just going on vacation.
It's just kind of weird that, yeah, you're planning your own thing. You're paying for your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your friends were at least... Some of them talked to each other and they were like, yeah, we're in on having this party and doing it, but we're also in on you paying for it. I just feel like it's going to be awkward when you're there, especially when like the first bar you go to, it's like, hey, we're here for Melanie's bachelorette party. Everyone gets their drinks. And then there's like, let's say there's 15 people and then there's 15 separate taps. It's just strange to me.
Yeah,
I know. I don't understand this because honestly, I'm just surprised. I did not expect my friends to, for lack of better terms, be this kind of
cheap. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I didn't want to say
cheap, bad friends, and soon to be looking for other friends. All right, shoot us a text. Maybe you have experience with this. Maybe you have some advice for Melanie. 800-992-1099. Should she still go through this? Maybe it's just no bachelorette party for you.
I know, and that's what Brian, my fiance, is saying. Maybe just forget the bachelorette party altogether. But, I mean, I really want to do it. I feel like it's a rite of passage almost. It's fun.
Shoot your text. Please don't let Kevin be the only one that makes sense on this. 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Man, I'm telling you, I almost had a guy run me off the road this morning. He's sitting there on his phone, comes right across the lane. I had to lay on the horn, and I was like, dude, whatever Facebook post you're checking, like, is that worth it?
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable how often this happens. I mean, every single stoplight, if you just look around you,
everybody's
on
their phone. And
everyone.
Florida's got to be one of the last states that finally pushed this law through, although it hasn't been enacted yet. But you can't text and drive. So many states, they've been doing this for years now.
For years,
and
yeah.
Florida, like, no. If you're on your phone... sitting somewhere, the police don't have to pull you over.
Yeah, so we're definitely behind when it comes to this, but it looks like it's going to happen. The governor needs to sign off on this bill, but it is at legislature right now, and they're discussing it, trying to get it approved. The new bill would call for a verbal warning, by the way, which is still behind
still
other
behind,
states.
Yeah,
other states, they just give you a ticket, first offense.
It's like no questions asked. They have to give you a ticket.
Nope. They give you a verbal warning. Then you get a $30 fine. And then the second one, you get a $60 fine, which in the scheme of things is still not very strict.
No, but believe it or not, I hope this happens. It needs to happen.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, we've got a new baby. All of us. Country music has a new baby. So congratulations,
really?
All of us. But we'll tell you who's responsible for the baby next. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK and Kane Brown.
Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
All right. We do have Miranda Lambert relationship news. We'll get to that in just 1 second. Quickly, Jake Owen has a new baby. And so we all get to enjoy the new baby. Paris is here. She arrived. Her name is Paris Hartley Owen. I love Hartley. That's very cool. His girlfriend delivered yesterday, so congratulations to Jake and Erica.
New
baby.
And the baby.
All right, now relationship news. Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, she was spotted out with her new hubby. As we know, they secretly got married earlier this year. And until recently, their relationship was under wraps. I mean, they were spotted at the CMAs. And then besides that, only at the airport going to the CMAs. So now they're out in the public, and we got photos up on 995qik.com.
Here's what's crazy. It looks like they're still together. Like,
they're
that's
still
crazy.
Together.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QIK.
Oh, man, we're getting memed to death with It's Gonna Be May. It's Gonna Be May memes all day today. Get ready for May 1st, 995 QIK.
It is May now, yeah.
Yeah, it is May. Today, it's gonna be May. It is May.
It is May.
Which means that 4 days away is Cinco de Mayo, which means that on Friday is our mariachi wake-ups.
Yes!
So get ready, people. Listen, if you want to nominate somebody that you would like us to bust in your house with Friday morning, very early with a mariachi band, you know, to celebrate Cinco de Mayo and all things Coronas, margaritas, nachos.
Coronas and margaritas and nachos.
Chalupas.
Tacos.
You know, because it's a made-up holiday anyway, so you just have fun with it.
Yeah.
So if you would like to nominate somebody in your house sleeping, just go to 995qik.com. You'll see the button there. Just hit it. Give us a little bit of info. We do have some prizes and stuff like that if you want us to show up at your house. Basically, you're setting up somebody who's sleeping in your house to be woken up by our mariachi band.
Yes, it's an epic prank, one that you are not going to forget. And not just that, but like Mark said, we're going to hook you up with some tickets or something else.
I think it'll make every Cinco de Mayo from here on out like a true memory.
Yeah, remember that time you woke me up with a mariachi band?
You can always go back and revisit that video.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, it's attack of the youth football coach. Man, I always get stuck with dealing with these guys. It just,
this is one of your kids' coaches?
No, a guy on the other team. I'll tell you the story now. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Yeah, man, I just feel like I'm always getting hit with these, dealing with these, like, youth football coaches or parents that are just crazy. Like, they think these 10-year-old kids are trying to, like, get drafted next week in the NFL. So my son's playing football. We had a game on Monday night, and the coach of the other team, I think he's a good coach, but he's off the rocker nuts. He's that guy when you go into the sports bar who is just screaming, yelling, throwing chairs, whatever.
Yeah.
He was telling the kids on his own team to shut up. He threatened to tell the one kid to call his parents to go home early. Like, screaming this on the football field.
You can't tell a kid to shut up. See, I mean, unless it's your kid. But
right. Yeah, you could tell your kid to do it because a lot of parents do. But not your kid in front of other kids, right?
Yeah, and I mean, so the parents, most of them probably aren't there. And
yeah,
so they don't realize
some
that it's going on. What about the parents that are there? Is anybody saying anything
to this guy?
I think
they're stunned. Like, I think they're almost like, what do we do? So then I'm having this moral dilemma of like, all right, because I'm going to run into this guy again. And I'm like, maybe this is like the next time I think I'm just going to say something to him.
What would you even say?
Well, that's my dilemma. Like, that's, first off, do you scream it out loud to him? Like, hey, man. Treat the kids better.
Yeah, I would be like, hey, they're kids.
Or is it like, do you go up to them afterwards and say, hey, man, just a little feedback from the sideline? you're insane the way you talk to these kids. Like,
You don't call an insane person insane. That's rule number one.
Well, one of the other dads was there with me Monday, and he's like, look, man, he's like, I think we need to get a little bit of video on this guy. And just, you know, maybe he hasn't seen the way he acts.
Does his face get all red? I'm just picturing him just, like, yelling at the top of his lungs.
You ever seen a video of yourself, like, you're out at a bar or something like that, and you saw it, like, the next day or the next week or something, and you're like,
yeah, unfortunately,
ooh.
I have.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh, I don't like that. Like,
yeah.
You know,
like, hello, do not take Snapchats while we're out, please.
I think this guy needs to see himself in action. So I don't know how to do that, but maybe I can get someone to get his email address. But my whole thing is like, so what, like, I can't let this guy keep doing this. It's just, it's too embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for the kids that aren't even my kids. They're not even on my kids' team. Like, there are these other kids that I don't know, but I'm just kind of embarrassed. I'm
yeah,
like, yes.
And having played sports all while I was growing up, I played soccer. Getting yelled at by the coach is not fun.
I'm okay with getting yelled at as long as it's all about the game.
Okay,
I'm cool with
that. But you can't be yelling at me to shut up.
Right. That's where it goes sideways for me. That's where it's like...
Totally. The coach yells and, you know, you've got to be... Problem you gotta have your head in the game. I get it, but you can't be yelling at the kids to shut up.
Right, because all these kids are going home, and their parents are telling them not to say things like "shut up" and like "you're dumb."
Yeah, the kids are probably like, "I could have stayed at home for this."
Right, like he was calling a kid a moron. Like,
oh,
like,
geez, so you don't wanna, that's not okay.
Right, and even if you think that, that's fine. That's natural human reaction. Do we do that all the time? Like, I've always said, the world between our ears is totally different than the world that we pretend to. You know what I mean? But you just can't. You just can't do that in front of other kids and parents. So I feel like I have like this moral obligation that I gotta go like, all right, dude, we gotta talk. Like, it just doesn't look, it's a bad look for you.
Yeah.
And then I feel like my kids looking at me like, hey, are you gonna say something? And I'm like, no, I got my own problems at home.
Well, you gotta lead by example. I would say don't video him though, and don't call him crazy.
Why? Because then if he argues, and then I feel like then I got the proof on my side.
You do not want to fire this guy up.
We'll get your texts and calls on the way. It's QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Man, well, we got a new bar alert in Tampa Bay. Is that what this is?
Yes,
new bar alert. This is breaking news I can get into, man. I like this.
Yeah, but this is unlike any other bar that we currently have. It's called Gen X Tavern. It's a new downtown spot, and it is going to honor everything 80s and 90s. So if you like throwback stuff, then this is for you.
So the design and everything, but what about like the food also, the food and stuff?
Yeah, so they have the burgers, and they're going to have this Big Mac dipping sauce that's like Big Mac dipping sauce. And then also they're going to have fried Twinkies and Dunkaroos, which if you remember those in your lunchbox as a kid, then you're going to love this place.
It's like the fair, but it's a bar.
Yeah, and they have a full liquor bar. Oh. So I don't think the fair has that.
That's not just 80s and 90s. That's
everybody. That crosses generations.
That's everything, man. That's life.
Yeah, I cannot wait because I was looking at the photos. So, they, of course, they have some games like Nintendo and all sorts of things.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, Mario. And then just the stuff that they have up on the walls.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out? You think they got Punch-Out?
Dude, maybe.
If they have Punch-Out, I'll eat there every day.
They have to.
Glass Joe 80s? Just knocking them out. Huh? Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that 80s? Okay.
What do you mean, is that 80s?
Well, then it's probably 80s? There.
Is that defined the 80s?
Well, yes.
80s all day.
90s and 2000s. So I
Well, this bar isn't for you then, it sounds like.
What? Yes, it is. It's 80s and 90s. Dunkaroos, I remember.
Dunkaroos? You remember
yes,
Dunkaroos?
Absolutely.
I will say, I think now more than ever, nostalgia is such a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think
totally.
When I see things, it's funny. Tyler and I, we pulled out my old baseball cards the other day and went through them.
Yes.
And man, I just had this weird, warm feeling, like a good one, you know? Sometimes it's not a good one. Like you read your email and it's a bad, warm feeling. Like it's this stuff you don't want to deal with. But man, this was like, whoa, this was really powerful. It was nostalgia. It took me back to the 80s. And here's what was strange in a good way is that Tyler was like, this is really cool. Like, look at these baseball cards. Like, look.
Really? You thought they were cool?
Thought they were cool.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Well, isn't that the goal with saving them is either they'll be worth money or your kids someday will think it's cool?
I don't know. I think it's just, yeah, I just think it's more the feeling, not the money. Because when you were collecting them as a kid, you know, you would open those things up and I don't know. Kevin, I don't know if you remember, Melly, I know you don't know, but you get that dried out piece of gum.
Oh, no doubt.
And it was always cracked in like five pieces,
yes,
uneven pieces, and you would eat it while you were
darn
going through your...
right.
My God, could you ever imagine if they tried to sell that these days? God. Dried gum, and it was like white because it was so old and dry and pasty.
Well, it'd be all over social media. Everyone would complain about it.
Everybody would complain about it and complain about it. So this bar is cool because it kind of taps into the nostalgia of the 80s and 90s. I think it's really neat.
Yeah, it's Gen X Tavern located at 103 East Jackson Street, downtown Tampa.
Man.
I cannot wait to check it out.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my baseball cards there and go through them.
Ooh,
yeah, while I enjoy some Dunkaroos.
Yes.
I'm going back in time, baby. I like it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Pick a ticket is going on now. Caller 9 and 10. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Listen, you're going to play the name game, and then the winner is going to pick their ticket.
You get to choose.
Yeah, man. Rascal Flatts, Dirks, Brantley Gilbert, Zach Brown Band. Callers 9 and 10 right now. Janessa and Caitlin. Janessa and Caitlin are contestants this morning for the name
game.
This is so cool because it's pick a ticket. So you guys have the power to pick your prize. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, Janessa, you were the ninth caller. So we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. Okay. You're going to have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Then, Caitlin, you're going to have 5 seconds to respond and name something else. Then y'all are going to go back and forth until somebody runs out of names in the category. All right, Janessa, it's May. It's prom season.
Yes.
Name things associated with prom. Go.
Limo.
Dancing.
Dress.
Singing.
Corsage.
Having fun.
DJ.
Your date.
A photo booth.
Senior year.
Pictures.
Getting your makeup done.
Heels.
Tuxedos.
A bow tie.
Going out to dinner.
Punch.
Seconds.
Oh, you guys did so well, though. Oh, my gosh. I don't even think I could have got that many.
May have broken a record for the longest name game ever.
Yeah, for real.
So we both win.
I wish it could be like that. I wish it could be like that. So, Janessa, it's pick a ticket. Who do you want to pick from? Rascal Flatts, Dierks, Brantley Gilbert, or Zach Brown?
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to go with Zach Brown.
There you go.
Great
Zach
choice.
Brown off the board. You got the tickets, Janessa. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
You know what's crazy? Everybody thinks Blake Shelton's engaged. Like, they all think he's engaged.
Well, according to the tabloids, every time you're in line at Publix, it says Blake and Gwen, engaged, secretly married, kid on the way, all sorts of stuff.
You and your fiance were together for so long. Like, did people just assume at some point you were engaged when you weren't? Like, before you got engaged?
No, because they were monitoring it so closely, they would have known.
They were in your relationship grill. Oh, they just wouldn't get out.
They were all up in there. It was me, them, and Brian.
Blake's on Ellen yesterday. And they're talking about getting engaged. And Ellen's got this thing with this clock, which she gave Jennifer Lopez. And it's like a countdown clock to the engagement.
Yeah, it's a reminder that time is a wasting.
Time's going by and you're not engaged yet. So Blake was talking about it.
There's a chance she's going to ask me to marry her.
Yes.
You're saying with this clock.
Yeah, with this clock. Because
I flipped it around and put it on her.
Yeah. So now that she knows that you're waiting for her to ask, now that she sees this, she'll ask you.
I don't know if this is going to work, but at least Blake's certainly up for her asking him.
Yeah, and like, he was saying he'd be all about it. Go ahead. Ellen said that she was going to call her up and have a talk with her, and Blake's like, do it.
I read this thing a couple days ago, kind of ties into this, where there's a movement that women don't want to be asked anymore because they think it's like male dominance, that men have to decide when you get married, but what's wrong with a woman deciding? And I feel like Blake is playing into that. I feel like he's like, I can't ask. Like, she wants to ask me.
Yeah, to each their own. But don't you think, I mean, if the rumors are true, when Blake was with Miranda, the whole thing was that he was ready to move forward and have babies and do all that. So I'm sure he probably wants the same with Gwen Stefani. So he probably is like, yeah, go ahead. Let's have her ask me. I'll ask her, whatever.
Yeah, Gwen, I don't know. She must be a great woman. I mean, I really like her. I've always liked her, even when she was in No Doubt. Like, I just thought she was a great...
she's beautiful.
But a cool person, like, in her interviews. Yeah. It's like, she seems cool. But, man, he was with Miranda Lambert. You know, a lot of guys have been like, one and done. I mean, that was enough.
Yeah, right.
That was enough.
I feel like anybody after Miranda dealing with the drama...
That's what I'm saying.
I would propose in 2 seconds. I'd be like, woo!
But I'm saying Gwen must be, like, that awesome to, like, overtake all of the drama of Miranda.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, she just dumped a salad on some man's head the other day at a restaurant for no reason. I mean, Miranda's crazy. But now he's like, hey, you know what? Gwen, whenever you're ready, I'll wait for you. And that's after Miranda.
I know. I love them as a couple. I hope they do get
married. It's just crazy.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, this Friday is May the 4th. So it's May the 4th be with you.
This Saturday.
Oh, Saturday is
yeah,
May the 4th.
Saturday's
my bad, but I'm
May
sorry.
4th.
Sunday is Cinco de Mayo.
Friday off. Is May the 3rd be with you.
May the 3rd? God, I can't make it. I don't have nothing on the fly on that one. May the 3rd.
May the 3rd be with you. And then we have May the 4th and then Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I got nothing for the 3rd. That's a tough one. God, I got to work on that. But anyway, we've got our mariachi wake-ups. That's what it is. May the 3rd be mariachi wake-ups.
Yep.
No phonetic rhyming there at all. But anyway, deal with it because it's kind of cool. We got prizes and basically we send in a mariachi band to your house so we can ambush somebody with a mariachi band. That'll be their alarm clock on Friday morning.
It's an epic prank. So maybe somebody pranked you. You want to get them back. This would be the perfect opportunity. And all you have to do is go online to 995QIK.com and apply.
Video for life, and we'll make May the 3rd a very special day in your life for the rest of your entire life.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995QIK.
Dustin Lynch, that's Riding Roads, 995QIK. All right, on the way next. Nutbags north of Florida.
They don't live here.
Just trying to prove that we're not all crazy here. Do it next, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Well, first time, Nutbags north of Florida. Looks like the police may have been on the crazy end of the deal here.
Oh, no.
So this man in Connecticut got a ticket for distracted driving. He was holding a McDonald's hash brown while driving.
That is distracting.
Police officer said, hey, it doesn't have to be a cell phone.
Yeah.
If you're holding something, you got to have two hands on the wheel. Well?
Yeah, you just can't be talking into the hash brown. That's when they get a little suspicious.
He was chomping on it, but the guy hires an attorney and says, wait a minute. No. This guy can eat and drive. He wasn't talking on his cell phone. He wasn't texting or anything. And the judge saw it his way, threw the ticket out.
No way.
Hash browns and driving, okay in Connecticut. Okay in Connecticut. The police officer was reprimanded, saying it's pretty clear that was a hash brown, not a cell phone.
Yeah, but I feel like it should be a case-by-case basis. If you're a moron and you can't drive and eat a hash brown, then, I mean, that's on you. Maybe you do deserve a ticket.
Morons north of Florida. In Utah, a woman and her boyfriend were having an argument at a mall. 23-year-old couple had decided they were going to break up. But the woman said, you know what? Even though I'm only 23 years old, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve you breaking up with me.
What the heck is that about?
So she decides to start taking off her clothes and telling people he doesn't want this.
Oh, man.
You will never get this.
By the end of her tirade, she was totally naked and walked out of the mall. And vehicles started stopping when they noticed that she wasn't wearing anything. She was still screaming at her boyfriend. She was arrested.
And she was naked.
And man, jails. Every time I see it on cops, they're really cold. Like, that's just tough right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.